Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast in the Fishing for People the Jesus Way series. This podcast is entitled Part 8, Surprise. I begin with John 4:35 from the New English Translation. Don't you say there are four more months? And then comes the harvest. I tell you, look up and see that the fields are already white for harvest. The story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well in chapter 4 of John's Gospel teaches us to keep our eyes and ears and hearts open because God is working in unexpected ways in what may seem to be unlikely people. Everything in this account shouts, surprise. Jesus led his disciples on a less traveled road, by Jews anyway, right through Samaria, instead of taking the usual longer route that skirted where those people lived. The Jews despised Samaritans and tried to avoid contact with them. Jesus amazed his followers by leading them into Samaria and engaging the inhabitants. Our Lord also shocked the Samaritan woman who came to fill her jar at the town well. Having sent his disciples on an errand to purchase food, he was tired from the journey and sitting alone at the well when she arrived to fill her jar. Amazingly, he asked her to give him a drink. Good Jews would never talk to a Samaritan woman or drink from her unclean jar. Unexpectedly, this is how Jesus began his interaction with this intriguingly important woman. The surprise element immediately got her full attention, as you might imagine. John 4:9 says, the woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, you're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? That's from the New Living Translation. Her curiosity set the stage for what came next, a strangely cryptic answer. Jesus replied, if you only knew the gift that God has for you and who you're speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water. That's from the New Living Translation. Have you ever conversed with someone you knew held religious convictions that were completely opposite your own? How did that go? Did you walk on eggshells? Did you feel the tension? Did you skirt the subject altogether, or did you get right into an argument? Jesus, instead of answering her question, made a surprising statement about himself, which absorbed her attention. Of course, in our cases, we would not make such a statement about ourselves, but about the Lord. If we were there as present-day followers of Christ, we might say something like the following. If you only knew the gift God has for you and the Jesus I know, you would ask him to give you living water. She quite naturally asked him where he would get this water. She was thinking on the physical level, not realizing that he was leading her into spiritual realities. Jesus replied, anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I will give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. Please, sir, the woman said, give me this water, and then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water. That's John 4:13-15, the New Living Translation. To me, it is unclear from the text whether she was being genuinely interested or a little sarcastic. You had to be there to know for sure. Regardless, what came next changed the dynamic of the conversation. Jesus shattered her guarded religiosity by providing her with a bit of personal information via the Holy Spirit, which some people call a word of knowledge. This is something a prophetic insight into a person can do. Jesus said, "Go get your husband." "I don't have a husband," the woman replied. Jesus said, "You're right. You don't have a husband, for you've had 5 husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke the truth." That's John 4:16-18, the New Living Translation. Now it was Jesus' turn to be perhaps a little sarcastic, but I am sure it was in a loving way. The surprise element contained in this prophetic insight, coupled with Jesus' loving demeanor, opened her heart completely. From then on, she was all ears. Astonishingly, before the conversation ended, he also informed her that he was the Messiah, the one for whom she and her people were waiting. This was the very first time he told anyone so forthrightly. What an unexpected honor he was extending to this Samaritan woman who was living with a man to whom she was not married. We must learn to see people through God's eyes. If we can do that, we will be part of any number of God's surprises. Next, God allowed this nameless woman, who was perhaps one of the village's most despised inhabitants, to bring the entire village to faith in Christ. What a shock that God would do that. His disciples wondered that Jesus would even talk with a woman, because that is something Jewish rabbis did not do. What a total shock that an entire Samaritan village would acknowledge Jesus' messianic claims, something no Jewish village had ever done. As we go through our day, are we looking for unexpected God opportunities to speak to people? Do we see ourselves as God's representatives who are capable of ministering God's life to others with the Holy Spirit's help? Are we seeking to be loving, intriguing, and surprisingly compelling to those around us? Are we sensitive to the Holy Spirit's prompting and willing for His gifts to flow through us? Are we ready to share the gospel when we have the opportunity? John 4:35 promises that there are people all around us who are ready to respond to the gospel, thanks to the unseen work of the Holy Spirit going on in the background. The harvest is ready because God is always at work. The question is whether He can find co-laborers to join Him. If not us, then who? Let's ask the Lord to open our eyes to see the harvest and give us divine appointments with those whose hearts are open to God. Who knows what may happen? We may experience our own version of surprise.